This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC-JS on the board. Thank you, Jess. Also, I have a big guest coming in for you today at 5 o'clock, Dr. Susan Webb-Yackey. She's a professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs in Madison. She wrote an article recently about Wisconsinites getting around, hanging out, getting along.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. And we really enjoyed that article. Finally got a chance to nail her down. She'll join us at 5 o'clock. And, of course, jazzed as hell right now, as always, on Tuesdays. It's overtime with Maggie Dawn. Maggie, welcome.
Hey, good to be here, Dom. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Yeah, nice to see you. I've seen you, it seems like forever.
I know, my friend.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, just a couple things.
A few things. I want to start, on the national affair, on international affairs, if
yes.
I may. South Korea. So I'm gonna kind of paraphrase it as I understand it. The conservative MAGA president of South Korea, because he's a conservative guy.
Yes, he is.
Who was like a prosecutor for a while, snuck in on a tight election, lost a bunch of seats in the midterms, let's call it.
Yep.
Has about a 17% approval rating and is having a hell of a time getting anything done, pushing
anything done,
even like the budget, that kind of thing.
And it was by all accounts somewhat of an austerity budget, right? He was looking to shrink.
Right.
Things. Does this, any of this sound familiar?
It kind of does.
And then he didn't get his way.
And then so he calls for martial law.
Yep.
Martial law? I mean, this South Korea is one of, as is my understanding and the reading into it, a very active democracy, let's call it.
Yes.
They've had some pretty recent issues, 70s, 80s, you know.
Yes.
So their people are very involved. When he did this martial law, he was saying things about, you know, fake media.
Yes.
And things like that. And there will be no politics and all this. So the martial law was instilled, let's call it, in the government in South Korea. The legislature gets together. They can override it. They voted, majority vote, that can overrule the president's martial law powers. And so now it's no longer on. But the stain is there. And it's one thing to see it happen way halfway around the world. But it seems oh so close to home.
It's, you know, this, it asks the question, you know, what is the standard in democratic governments, small d, for declarations of martial law or declarations of emergency?
Apparently pretty low.
Pretty low. And legit, this was, the legislature rejected his budget and he was like, oh, well, we can't do anything martial law. Well, until when? When they bend a knee and adopt the budget that you want.
Or what's that end game supposed to look like?
Yeah, and like, let's again remind ourselves of what martial law is. In South Korea, this included basically shutting down the free press. It is curfews. You cannot demonstrate. You cannot gather. I mean, this is like a full military enforced suppression of speech is what that ends up looking like and feeling like. And nonetheless, South Koreans were gathering en masse. And the interesting thing about martial law is that eventually you come up on this moment where, you know, I'm old enough and I'm sure you're old enough to remember Tiananmen Square, right? And the student-led protests in China. And the protests are like putting a flower in the end of a tank's gun.
Oh, staying in front of the tank. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You declare martial law, and at some point, there will be someone in the military looking at a fellow citizen and like, what are you going to do?
Well, no, they did. They ran his ass over.
In China,
in
they did.
In Tiananmen Square, they did. Yeah.
And so far, I have not heard reporting of any citizens being killed in South Korea, but I think it shows the importance of not just rank and file, but military leadership and all. Again, you're watching a democracy sort of teeter around a bit. And what does that say about us?
Right.
Right. We know that Mark Esper was in the room when Donald Trump is like, well, what do you mean we can't unleash the military on our own citizens and just shoot them in the legs?
Yeah, come on. I see it happen in the movies all the time. They'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
You just shoot a few of them and the rest will get the hint.
And just to be clear, civil disturbance for all the boomers that might be listening, right? And all the people that came up through the 60s. Odds are you were breaking some kind of ordinance or law. Like, right. That's what civil disobedience means. Often protesting encourages that so that you garner some attention. It's through that tension that you try to agitate for change. The question is, what force is appropriate in response to that? Well, and it's not to deploy the military and shoot random citizens in the leg.
Because you can't get your budget through? You know what I mean? Because they're impeaching some of your prime ministers? Apparently, Article 77 in South Korea's constitution, you can declare martial law, quote, to cope with a military necessity or to maintain the public safety and order by mobilizing the military forces in time of war, armed conflict, or similar national emergency. And it can be overturned by a majority vote of the National Assembly, which is what happened today. It seems like a really big arrow for what was the problem.
I think that's why the legislature acted so quickly. 17%
approval
doing?
Rating. I mean, you got to be kidding me. What's the pitfall of this? And this is the reaction. That's why I think this is very important, Maggie Dawn. It was what the reaction of the people were in the democracy.
Right.
According to the Washington Post, the Korean Federation of Trade Unions, one of the country's largest labor union federations, called for its members to strike until the South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol steps down, describing his declaration of martial law as an insurrection. It is calling on its more than 1 million members, including auto workers at Hyundai, to gather in downtown Seoul and elsewhere Wednesday morning. And not to be... certainly expected. The opposition party is also calling for him to step down.
Yes. And there was no phone call made to Joe Biden. Like, legit, the statements coming out of the State Department were like, no, we had no idea. We want to keep these discussions private. But this was kind of out of left field.
Yeah. For me, it was. I mean,
absolutely.
I didn't think I was going to wake up this morning and see.
Wait a minute.
Wait, South Korea? Did I read that right? Was that North Korea?
South Korea? No, South Korea. Yes. Same exact reaction. Started Googling. What's this all about? But listen, in every democracy, there is some provision, not just for martial law, but like emergency declarations.
Well, certainly, you're right.
And listen, there is a place for that. It exists because a legislature often has a hard time convening and meeting to respond in real time to things that are imminent threats to, frankly, public safety or national security. Like, that's right. What it's supposed to be used for.
The sky is falling, but we don't have a quorum.
Correct. Not when your legislature rejects your budget. Right. That does not meet the standard.
Yes.
Now, South Korea's constitution doesn't describe it in detail. Well, again, that's where, you know, norms and these things that we deride and, oh, we're in a post-norm. No, that's not a good place to be. We shouldn't be all, you know, Thelma and Louise-ing it off the norm cliff.
Come on.
What?
Like, that's great.
No. It's a terrible way. Norms and institutions matter. Declarations
they
of martial law
if
because
followed, and then they don't, and then becomes new norms and new institutions.
But part of the thing that troubles me now is this viewpoint that I'm hearing from Dems a lot here, which is we're through the looking glass, and so by any means necessary. No,
I agree.
Right? It is not a race to the bottom. It is not by any means necessary. The ends do not justify means. All of this matters. Now, weighing these things is really important, but this is why I think shoring up in the law through legislation some of these institutional guardrails that have been observed over decades in our democracy, hundreds of coming up on 250 years, as norms actually need to be enshrined in law. Like South Korea, hey, maybe your legislature might want to think about putting some guardrails around what constitutes sufficient grounds to declare martial freaking law. We could similarly legislate around when the military could be dispatched to quell civilian protests in the United States. That's a legislatable thing. And yet, we now have a Congress where the House of Representatives, Republicans will have maybe a one or two seat majority.
Bring more in your circle, Donald Trump. Just two more. It's gotta be chaos
in the
Marjorie
House.
Taylor Greene, she needs a job in the White House.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Two more. That's all we
need. Keep appointing.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Maggie Dawn. A little overtime with Maggie Dawn. You can check her show out 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Let's talk about some cash money.
K.A. dollar sign H. Patel.
Okay.
Is he related to Kesha by any chance?
No, it's just imitation. One of the most difficult.
The sincerest form of flattery.
One of the most difficult things for me is having to meet all the people that come along with a guy like Donald Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before Cash Patel and this new round, it was the pillow guy. I mean, I could have gone through my entire life never knowing about, hearing about
Mike Lindell.
I never. I'd been fine. I'd been totally bliss in my ignorance.
Would have bought my microfiber pillow at Home Goods just like everybody else on the deep discount.
Don't care. Just some other guy hawking stuff on the
TV infomercials.
It's not just the sexual abuse and the discrimination and misogyny that has a lot of these folks in common. It's the cash money brothers. It's these guys making money
on Donald Trump.
And it wasn't just the pillow guy who made a lot of money and then blew it all for Trump. And when's he getting his cabinet position, by the way? I haven't heard it. Anyway.
Tells you something.
Cash Patel, I don't know if you know this. The first time I remember hearing about this guy, he wrote a book. Oh, yeah. Do we have time for that? We'll tease it till next time. Oh, yeah. He wrote a mega book.
And I bet he did an audiobook version where he read it himself.
It's a children's book.
Yeah, what is it like? Protecting the King or something?
Yes.
He refers to the president as the King. What the hell is the title of this book? I've got it somewhere here. I'm going to shuffle some papers.
If you can't refer to your president as king, you're really not trying hard enough. Fealty is
the plot against the king.
The plot against the king.
Cash Patel's book. Children's book.
A children's book. I mean, let's get him in. I mean, okay, children in Kentucky, Louisiana, Alabama, where they're doing the church stuff these days. Here's your Trump Bible and here's your Trump history book.
Yeah, perfect. You got the Huckabee Trump books.
This is great.
They're all running the play.
We don't need no stinking Department of Education.
No.
855-752-4842. Coming back with Maggie Dawn.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Is that some Kesha? We got some Kesha playing?
No, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, damn.
Jeez, Dom. It's not Kesha.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's not Cash.
It's certainly not.
It's not Cash. Cash Patel, appointee for head of the FBI. I mean, this couldn't happen to a better guy. Before he got this vaunted position, perhaps, he was hawking. He's making money. He's part of the mega Trump world. I mean, that's what you do.
He's still doing that.
Cash in. I mean, his name is Cash.
I also want to point out that, yes, he's on the grift. They're all on the grift, right? Like, this is part of it.
But that's obscene. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, no one's
not
ever
at this scale.
Not at this scale.
I will just say this. Here's Cash's qualifications to lead the world's largest law enforcement organization. He was a public defender, and then he was an assistant U.S. attorney for about 5 minutes. And then claim that he like led the team on some terrorism thing.
Which was totally
false. He wasn't
false.
Even on the trial team.
Right.
Like, that's basically it. And then he bounced around and had some sort of very bureaucratic positions in the Trump first administration. Basically hasn't managed anybody at all. Nothing this size. And like the FBI handles FISA warrants, which are the warrants you can take out against against American citizens. It allows you to spy on American citizens courtesy of the Patriot Act without any transparency or the citizen even knowing that the warrant has been executed. It allows wiretapping. Yep, that's Kash Patel overseeing that. You know, the guy that basically promised to dismantle the FBI. I don't know about you, but like most people I know that join the FBI aren't like the radical fringe. Like most of them are freaking Republicans. Like what are you?
I heard it referred to on maybe it was like Foxy Not News as FBI 1 and FBI 2. So yeah, FBI 1, those are the good folks. They're the conservative
ones. Well, how are you going to tell? Oh, I know FISA warrants. We'll just eavesdrop on everyone. It's like very J. Edgar Hoover.
I know.
It is so beyond, through the looking glass, beyond the pale. He is an utterly contemptible person with no discernible qualifications to do what he's being appointed to do. He's as bad as, if not worse than, Hegseth. As bad as, if not worse than, Noam. As bad as, if not worse than, Gabbard. I mean, you look at the shucksters that are running what will be the entire national security and law enforcement apparatus.
It's going to be fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. They're
nothing
gonna,
to see here.
They're going to grow into the job.
Yes.
He's got the book. He signed... according to the Wikipedia, that's my quote, but he signed copies of the children book about King Donald with a QAnon motto,
yep.
Where we go one, we go all. So he's a QAnon. He's an election denier.
He's
one
of those QAnon. He's a big QAnon.
Yes, yes. So, but before all that, he cashed in because his name is Cash. And he had a book.
With a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm. And here is that ad, if you would please, Jess.
We are living in unparalleled times of corruption in both our media and government. It is our job to expose the truth, no matter what the cost. My name is Kash Patel, and I have written the first ever children's Russiagate book. It's called The Plot Against the King. It is a fantastical telling by me, the Russiagate chief investigator under then-Chairman Nunes, of how we triumphed to put truth over evil and report the facts to the American public. Please go to the link below and order your copy today.
Or, Kash, you could just play the cut of the president's conversation with Zelensky, where he extorts a foreign leader, an ally. You could just play, because that's Russiagate.
The Russiagate. Well, the Russiagate was his campaign. You know, right.
All of it sort of ties together. Yeah.
I wonder does he have any part of the book about the supposed Russian hotel activities? I wonder if he touches on that.
Probably not. Is that appropriate children's book material, Tom?
I mean, when you refer to a president as a king, it's certainly not appropriate. I object, Your Honor. 855-752-4842. Dan from Green Bay, you are up. Happy days, Dan. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just had a quick question for you guys. So you've been making accusations about people and sexual assault and everything, and yet none of those people have actually been convicted of sexual assault. And I thought we lived in a country where we follow the rule of law and dealt with people who actually been convicted, but... Again,
Dan,
you know,
Dan,
I've heard a lot of other ridiculous things that you've been saying.
Hang on. We didn't accuse them. Women did, on the record, in police reports and in courtrooms. Donald Trump has been civilly convicted of sexual assault. Doesn't that count?
No, he wasn't civilly convicted. You don't even know the law. That was a civil case, for God's sake.
I just said civilly.
She just said civilly found
liable for. Civilly found liable for sexual assault. Does that not matter?
It happened in a civil case. Do you not even understand the law?
Yes, I do, sir. Do you?
Seriously? No, you obviously don't.
Based on what?
No. Civil cases are not based on convictions. They're based
on adjudication. I just said civilly liable for.
Settlement.
He didn't settle it.
You also said he was convicted. No, you also said he was convicted.
Yes, that is an incorrect use of the term. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he's been found civilly liable for sexual assault. Does that not call?
So they found a case. So they found a jury that was going to be like, you know, with no eyewitnesses, no physical evidence.
That's not how rape accusations work, sir. They're very frequently without witnesses. Most people don't rape women with a crowd of people around, except for maybe P. Diddy.
Okay, so basically, with the he said, she said case. That's
yes, correct, sir. That is usually how sexual assault allegations go.
Well, no. I thank you for admitting that, how ridiculous it is. Thank you, bye.
I don't believe that you said it was ridiculous, Maggie Dawn.
No, I didn't. And I'm going to just say this. For someone who has survived a sexual assault and been violently, personally attacked, how dare you suggest that the only credible allegations of sexual assault are those that are witnessed? You can tell, basically, Dan from Green Bay, I guarantee you that a woman that you love has been probably forcibly groped, sexually harassed, and assaulted, someone you know, and there wasn't anybody there to witness it. That ain't the standard here in the United States. We don't require eyewitness testimony in sexual assault cases.
That is Maggie Dawn, host of
probably enough overtime there.
Maggie Dawn show. Hell no, I want more, but you have to wait till next week or tune into her show tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Maggie Dawn, thank you. Great to see you again.
Good to see you too, Dom. Nothing like a little trigger right at the end of the half-hour block.
Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Want to thank our most recent guest, a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. She is a rock star. I love it when Maggie hangs out. You can check her out on 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. And stick around at 5 o'clock. We have Dr. Susan Webb-Yackey. She's a director of La Follette School of Public Affairs and a professor as well. She had an article in the Journal Sentinel, an opinion piece. They got a bunch of people together in Wisconsin around a dinner table and had fun and good conversations, and I need some of that. I need something to keep my I need some positive energy. And it was really interesting. We really enjoyed it, so we're gonna enjoy having her with us at 5 o'clock, and I hope you stick around and you can join us on the lines as well. 855-752-4842. We left off the last segment, I'd like to, Maggie and I were talking, and one of the things that, a point that she made, and I'm going to dumb guy it because I'm not as articulate as Maggie, but basically, these are interviews for basically promotions. You know what I'm saying? This is not whether or not he's going to be convicted and thrown in jail. This is about character and whether or not they are able to do the job at hand. There is concerns about, you know, more drama spilling up. Blackmail can be a thing if you're into some crazy things and some of our nefarious opponents get that information. They don't want people that are easily subject to blackmail. There are other standards beyond rape, beyond a reasonable doubt. This is about whether or not someone gets a promotion. That aside, Dan, dude, as Maggie said, you know, someone you love, someone you know, has gone through that. And if they told you that, you're going to say, well, I don't believe you unless you show me some evidence. You got a tape. You got an eyewitness. I mean, man, I mean, just the nature of the crime, dude. So, and it's other folks, and we are repeating what the other folks have said. I have not had that experience with Hague Seth. Now, he did. He admitted intercourse with the woman at the Republican in California, at the Republican Women's Conference. He said it was consensual. She challenged that. They didn't charge, but he did end up doing a payoff. So take it as you will. The tendency, or at least my impression, that there's a lot of bro action going on. You know what I mean? Like when Hague Seth is running the veterans nonprofit. And if you can't run the veterans nonprofit without getting thrown out for being a drunk idiot and trying to jump on stage with the strippers and dividing the women on the staff into party girls and non-party girls, you know, bro. That seems a little bro.
It doesn't quite speak to confident leadership of a dynamic and enormous organization.
We'll just
like
take
the Department of
you
Defense.
You know what? Team building. We'll take everyone at the Pentagon to the strip club.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, let's just make it easier. We'll just bring all the strippers to the Pentagon.
Ah, see, that's
because that way, you know, that way, who's got time?
Who's got time?
Yeah, to go.
It's so much
around.
Coordinating.
Yeah, yeah. And they got the resources to do it.
Yeah,
team building would be great under Hague Seth. But it seems to me, as a middle-aged average white guy, there's a lot of bro going on. Treating women like that. Dan's reaction. Oh, it's all BS unless there's what? Physical evidence and an eyewitness. Just
in many cases, that's not enough. We know that that's not enough for a conviction in a court of law. The only accountability that there can be in many of these cases is preventing these people from having these major promotions. That's it.
That's it.
The women will not get justice for being assaulted. The only thing they can hope is to not have that person in a higher position of power where they will have more access to more people.
And if you have a person who has this kind of drama swirling around them, is that the person you want heading up a very important organization of national security? I mean, for real, you got party boy Hague Seth, man. That's what you want? You want the frat party going to the Pentagon?
Hell no.
I mean, you don't think there's any issues with women and men in the armed forces? You know what I mean? I mean, talk about some masculinity here. You know, there's lots of things to be addressed. And if you have a guy who couldn't even run the veterans nonprofit, you're going to put that guy in charge of active military? He couldn't run the nonprofit without getting drunk and throw it on the strip club. And the other one, kill all Muslims.
Right.
Yeah. Kill all Muslims. Yeah, kill all Muslims.
Something that he chanted while drunk and being thrown out.
I mean, you know, he was just drunk, right? I mean, who else does he want to kill? I'm just wondering, are there more?
I'm sure with the Crusaders tattoos.
You know what I'm saying? What about the non-believers, man? I don't know. Should I be worried?
You might want to be a little concerned.
I'm not concerned. 855-752-4842. I've been dealing with this my whole life. But the character does matter. And when you see guys like Cash Patel and you know, lying, exaggerating his role. I mean, he did work for Nunez and he put out some BS. You know, he got some love in the mega. And so that's why he's here. I mean, he was a public defender. I mean, I guess he's an attorney that's, you know, somewhat qualifying, perhaps more than Hague Seth for the Department of Defense. But he's out there hawking children's books about King Donald and signing them with QAnon quotes, man.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, it's to me. Does it concern anybody else? I mean, what has it got to be? What quote? What do they got to do to say, oh, yeah, that's too far?
There is nothing.
There's nothing that's too far?
The only thing that could possibly be too far would be if he would come out and say, no, you know what? I think Trump went too far. That would be too far. That would be too extreme.
Yes.
That's the only thing.
I read a piece about Kash Patel in his book, Governing Gangsters or something along those lines. He pretty much articulates his enemies list. And one of them apparently was William Barr. Trump's guy, William Barr, got him out of a lot of trouble.
The only
thing
that can ever be too far is going against Trump.
William Barr threatened to resign if Kash Patel was assigned underneath him.
Like, over my dead body, he would have Patel as his deputy.
and so Kash Patel, well, it wasn't that he wasn't hired. It was that Bill Barr went against the boss.
Right.
It's not
the personal slight. It's that you went against the big guy.
Totally. Uh-huh. That's it. Because these guys aren't really weak inside at all. And overcompensating.
No, certainly not.
No, not at all. These guys have got it all together. And they can run anything. 855-752.
And they know what kind of government we have.
4842. Oh, they're going to figure it all out. It's going to be great.
It's definitely a monarchy.
King Donald.
King Donald.
All right, let's get to it. Jake from the MKE, you are up. Happy days, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm actually proud. I actually crooned you yesterday. I was actually proud of myself. But anyway, I haven't heard that in a while. But no, cool. Anyways, I was thinking about the character thing, right?
Yeah.
And you know, this gets me with these right wingers who call here, especially when they talk about like sexual assault issues and abortion and everything.
Yeah.
You guys are absolute idiots because you have no leg to stand on. For instance, you're trying to defend a man accused of raping or sexually assaulting women. And excuse me, you want to try to like weave your way out of it? No, that's your character. That's your character. So why don't you guys just own it, right? Just say, I'm cool with that. That's why I voted for him too. I will take it all because you know they knew what they were getting, right?
Oh yeah.
So there is no like snaking out and rigging around this stuff. The people who voted for Trump and the MAGAs who did, you're gonna own it completely and utterly.
They did. You're absolutely right, and they should own it, and we have to remind them as often as we can. Yes, you did vote for a guy in Donald Trump who was civilly adjudicated to be liable for rape. Is that good enough, Dan? Is that accurate for you? Because that's the case, dude. And not only that, Dan, then he went out and lied about it and defamed the victim even more.
Yep.
A couple of times.
Yep.
So now he owes her tens and millions of dollars, like $80 million. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Jake, he did go through the process of being, or not Jake, Dan. Sorry, Dan.
We like Jake. Dan, you can earn our love. 855-752-4842. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jess.
Well, Trump went through the process. He was presumed innocent.
Yes.
And then found guilty. Sure, it was civilly. And? Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. And you support that. And if you're fighting, and you should own it. Own that. Yeah, we don't care. We don't believe it. It was all bunk. Our guy did not assault that woman.
Just say it loud. Just say that you don't believe women.
Don't believe it. Those women, all 26 or whatever, 20-some that came out against Trump and these others against some of them. Now, Kash Patel, I haven't heard anything about Kash Patel, so I'm not saying all of them. He's got his own issues that I would bring up, you know?
Sure.
But Hegseth, certainly.
Absolutely. So say it with your whole chest, Dan. Come on.
Say it. And if you say it, you know, if you're really good, your mom will light your ass up. Come on, man. After he got divorced, and then you got the other one, and she got divorced from her, and you got the Foxy, don't call it news producer lady, and now he's, that guy? And he's got the crusade tattoos and all that? That's the guy? That's the best that the Trump administration has to offer to the Pentagon. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, dude. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, it's just amazing that Kash doesn't quite understand that we do not have a king in this country. We have a president. And, you know, as I've said before, Hamilton pointed out that we do not have a king and the president is different and subject to the law.
Hamilton never met Donald Trump, though, Mark.
Yeah, and for Donald
minor
Trump,
problem of a couple centuries.
I mean, it occurred to me, you know, that, well, if you want to end for the whole Russia thing, that yes, Russia existed. If I remember right, Mueller actually said there was probably, I think, was there 10 counts of obstruction of justice.
Yes,
Trump
yes.
Likely could be charged with. And if we want to have a fanciful little not a little storybook for children about Donald Trump, I mean, maybe we can set it in the Russian hotel and call it The Prince and the Pea.
See, I blame myself for that one, Mark. I did bring it up.
Oh, no.
855-752-4842. And I would remind you, on the some of that Russia stuff, I forget which one it was. If it was, I think it was Roger Stone, who was looking at like 40 months for lying to Congress and obstruction of justice during the Mueller probe. And in relation to what he knew and did not tell mm-hmm. and about Russia and WikiLeaks and their efforts with the 2016 election, dude got 40 months and Donald Trump pardoned him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say there's nothing there. The guy was convicted of obstruction for not talking about and lying about what actually did occur.
Well, his boss told him not to do it.
Well, so. and he did, and then he got pardoned. But just saying, that's not nothing. You wouldn't have to pardon a dude for 40 months if there was nothing there. No, he just went to the store and got a six-pack of beer and came home. Nothing happened. No, when he walked in the joint, robbed the joint, and then got out, and then he got convicted, and then he gets a pardon. See what I'm saying? Maybe we put it in different terms. It makes it seem a little more real. Folks, I got some callers. Stick around on the lines. We will get back to you after this next short break, 855-752-4842. And then, at the top of the hour, I know you're all going to want to hear this conversation. Dr. Susan Webb Yackey, professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs, had a nice piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, bringing people together. I love it. I need more of that. And you can get more of this, 855-752-4842. Stick around. We'll get back to your calls right after these messages.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. And we got some callers waiting. Let's get to them before Dr. Susan Webb Yackey, professor and director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs, joins us at the top of the hour. Wisco, Paul, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, Dom. I just want to make this quick. Out of the Ten Commandments, I cannot think of one that Trump hasn't broken. And also, as far as laws, I can't think of any law he hasn't broken. There may be a few, but for the most part, he's just about he did about all of it. So I think that's why he surrounds himself with the people he does, not only to get him off the hook for some of this stuff, but you look at them more.
I don't know, man. I hear what you're saying, Wisco, but being the kind of guy that he is, the narcissist within him, man, I don't know that he wants other people to have more attention. Now, maybe he wants people around him that are like him, right? He wants people that are going to do as he says. He wants people to have these same sort of, call it moral ambiguity that he does. That makes for an easy night.
Well, yeah, it's familiar and comfortable.
Exactly. It's like a nice, warm, fuzzy blanket, Wisco. Because you don't want anyone ruining your buzz and telling you, you know, not to assault the strippers.
Well, No, that just ruins the whole evening.
I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. What do you think?
I think you got a good point there. I just, what I was trying to, I can't argue with that point. I mean, we've seen it all already. Well, I don't know if we've seen it all, but everything from porn stars, I mean, it's just unreal. I mean, it makes your head explode. I can't hardly deal with even hearing any. I can't hardly even deal with hearing his name anymore. But,
well, I know. Go ahead, Paulie. Finish up.
Yeah, I was just trying to make a point that like-minded people. So, yeah, that's a better way to put that down. Mm. Okay, thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you listening and contributing as well. Like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the nights go so much easier. You're not arguing with anybody.
No.
Everyone loves your playlist.
I mean, you don't want to do what many of the great leaders of our country have done, where they've surrounded themselves with people who challenge them and push them to be better. What you really, really want is you want someone who just brings their bros so that they can all wallow in disorderly conduct.
In the broness.
In the broness.
Let us wallow in our broness.
Wallow in the broness.
Well, you know, if you vote for a woman, that makes
you turn into a woman.
You transition into a woman.
Yeah.
That's what, who said that?
Jesse Waters. The expert on masculinity.
I mean, it isn't not just an expert, but the ideal of masculinity.
I mean, yes. Seriously.
And no, we don't want people challenging us, Jess. Just challenges me all the time, just for the record. 855-752-4842. I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you, Jess. Cindy from Appleton, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, the party of law and order really is the party of lawlessness and disorderly conduct. And honestly, they're just an embarrassment to all of us. And I can't believe people have bought into this disgustingness. I just don't get it.
Yeah, Cindy, I don't know, and it's not just the behavior, and certainly the assault or the alleged assaults. Let's talk about that. Let's be fair, quote unquote. But it's also just the weird hustle, man. I don't remember any other campaign or organization or folks around a president that just sold everything they could possibly find to the mega man. I mean,
what, you don't remember branded Bibles for previous candidates? You don't remember children's books about a monarchy?
The King Trump? Nope, don't remember that. Don't remember the pillow guy.
Remember the pillow guy. Well,
but he was doing that before Trump.
Yeah.
No, it's just, and there's certainly more than just what's coming to my mind right now. It's just the extreme hustle, and it just seems to, I mean, it seemingly cheapens the messenger. You know, if you're out there hawking God knows what, and then next thing you know, they want you to be in some cabinet level position. It's like, well, really? Weren't you just selling books, dude? And now this is your thing? How are you going to get paid doing that?
Well, I mean, they're not going to stop selling things. They're not going to stop capitalizing on the American people.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
CJ, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Don. But I feel like you're probably too young to remember this, gentlemen. But, Jen, Paul Harvey, I feel like I got to tell the rest of the story.
Sure. First things first, though, CJ, my name is Jess.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Jess, for correcting me. But, you know, as I listen to you, you're worried about what is going to be. And it's so obvious, the destruction that has happened to our country.
That's not obvious.
The world's on fire.
It's not obvious to me. CJ, it might be obvious to you, but I don't see it the way you see it, man.
Well, there's hostages being held by Hamas. And you're going to see peace through strength. This is what a Republican brings.
We've seen Netanyahu try to bring peace through strength for 14 months.
Yeah, good point. We saw how that worked out. And all hell will be unleashed if the hostages don't get... Yeah, it's not the first time that we've had hostages, nor probably the last, unfortunately. This is the way of the world these days. I don't think the world is on fire the way that you see it, CJ, and perhaps a little differently. I see it as a threat to liberal democracies. You see what's happening in South Korea. I think you're going to see, perhaps Trump try to pull some of that stunt here. And I think the reaction of labor unions and the opposing political parties are going to be what we need. I think we're seeing the solution in the future. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Stick around. Dr. Susan Webb-Yackey from the La Follette School of Public Affairs coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.